Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
They love God more than me. They have to do this. And I'm fighting for my life. You guys don't understand. They don't understand.
That's Rivka Berry. She's 17. She's originally from Ohio. She's been a Christian for a couple of years, secretly. She comes from a Muslim family. Her father, she alleges, when he found out that she was a Christian and had converted to Christianity, threatened to kill her. This is not uncommon in Muslim countries, but this is the United States. She's fled, ran away from home. Now she's in Florida in foster care. And today a court is hearing the case and her parents' side of the story and determining what to do with Rivka Berry. Does the court return her to her parents in Ohio, her Muslim family? Because the father says he's never threatened her at all, that she could be a Christian, live under his roof just fine with him. They prefer that she be a Muslim, but being a Christian, if that means bringing her home, then they'll take her back. She says otherwise. What is the court to do? To return her to her Muslim family or to allow her to remain in foster care until she's 18? We're going to hear the story here in just a moment from ABC of Rivka Berry and her family and her current situation and the court case being heard today in Florida. And I want your answer to that question. What should happen here? 1-877-623-6943. It's Thursday afternoon, September the 3rd. We're coming to you live, and it's audio open lines. It's for your questions and your comments, but your answer to that question. What should the court do with Rivka Berry? Return her to her Muslim family or allow her to remain in foster care? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or if you're following us on Twitter, we're happy to take your questions or comments that way too. The address at issuesetc. At issuesetc. While you're thinking about the question, let's listen to the story from ABC Good Morning America.
The judge at today's hearing in Florida needs to decide whether it is safe to send Rivka Berry back to her home and back to her parents in Ohio. Her parents say they pose no threat whatsoever and that their daughter is being manipulated here by people in the Christian community. Muhammad Berry and his wife Aisha reacting in their first national television interview to this visceral video, their daughter accusing them of threatening to kill her in the name of Islam.
They love God more than me. They have to do this. And I'm fighting for my life. You guys don't understand. They don't understand.
I don't feel this. My daughter who is saying this, she's completely being coached.
This is a serious allegation she's making against
you. It is not true. It is not true.
None of it?
None of it is true.
Rivka Berry, who's 17, says she lived as a secret Christian in her parents' home for years, and that when her father found out, he flew into a rage, threatening an honor killing, where a Muslim woman is murdered for bringing shame on her family. In mid-July, Rivka ran away to Florida, where she was taken in by Pastor Blake Lorenz and his wife Beverly, who Rivka had met online. And it is the Lorenzes who Rivka's parents blame for all of this.
All right, we'll hear a little bit more of that in just a moment, but I want to reiterate the question. I want your answer to this question. What should the court in Florida do? Return Rivka Berry to her Muslim parents or allow her to remain in foster care until she's 18 years old, at which point she's going to do what she's going to do anyway? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines live this Thursday afternoon, the 3rd of September. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. And you can Twitter questions or comments to us also right here in the studio at issuesetc. At issuesetc. And if the shoe were on the other foot and this were a Christian family whose daughter had converted to Islam and she ran away, taking the abuse question out of the abuse issue out of the question for a while, and she wanted to remain in foster care and not live with Christian parents, but wanted to live with Muslim foster parents until she was 18, would your opinion change? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Back to the story from Good Morning America.
So you were saying that the pastor and his wife in Florida are coercing her to say this?
Exactly.
Why would they do that?
Basically, they want to be separated from us.
Her mother says she just wants Rivka to come home.
So we love her. We miss her every single day. And we need her back home.
But she's saying that she's living in fear of her father, of your husband.
I know. I don't think so.
You think she's making that up?
Yeah.
The Barrys admit they would prefer their daughter to be a Muslim. But while Rivka's attorney accuses the Barrys of attending an extremist mosque with ties to terrorists, Muhammad Barry points out that he's open-minded enough to allow his daughter to be a cheerleader.
She is free to practice whatever she believes in, no problem about it. And she can practice in my house, I have no problem. We love her, it's our daughter. She being a Christian, doesn't mean that she's not my daughter.
Rivka is now staying with a foster family in Florida until a judge makes a final call. Her attorney has filed papers accusing the family of a history of abuse, but the Barrys say they are optimistic the court will rule in their favor.
If she's watching this, what would you want her to know?
I would say that I love her. We have no problem with whatever she believes in. We want her to come back and be comfortable as a family together.
I love her dearly. I want her to come back home.
We reached out to an attorney for Pastor Lorenz and his wife, who had no response to the allegation that they are coaching Rivka into making these allegations against her parents. In the past, the couple has said that they were simply trying to help a petrified young woman.
So what do you think about this? Should the courts return her to her Muslim parents, or should they allow her in the year remaining before her 18th birthday to remain in foster care? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org. That's our in-studio email address. Talk back at issuesetc.org. And we have a Twitter address. It'll take questions and comments, too, right here in the studio at issuesetc, at issuesetc. ETC. Steve is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, they must not be a very good Muslim family if they're willing to take her back when she's basically created a done an apostasy by becoming a Christian. And if they were a good Muslim family, they have to follow through with what the Quran says and kill her. So I can see where her fear is legit.
Steve,
I think the court should, they need to think about her well-being first.
So you think that whether or not the father has actually threatened her with an honor killing, if he is a quote-unquote law-abiding, that is an Islamic law-abiding Muslim, he would certainly be required to do that?
Well, I wouldn't say – well, first of all, it comes down to what does he say versus what she says. And, if we're going to err on the side of anywhere, let's err on the side of protecting life and taking what she says seriously.
Okay, what if the tables were turned, taking the abuse element out of it, but if it were a Christian family whose daughter had converted to Islam, ran away because she didn't want to live with a Christian family, and wanted foster care until her 18th birthday with a Muslim family, would your opinion change?
Yeah, I think it's the abuse issue. I do. Because, children don't have, to run away from physical abuse is and attitude protection is one thing, but to run away because you don't like your family or whatever, it's really a different issue altogether.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us with questions and comments at issuesetc. Christians are often the great defenders of parental rights. How many Christians are concerned about government involvement in parental rights, usurping parental rights? Would it be a usurpation of the parental rights here were they to allow Rivka to remain with the Christian family in foster care? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. And the question I posed to Steve, I posed to the rest of you, if the roles were reversed, the religious roles were reversed, taking the abuse element out of it, and it were a Christian family whose daughter had converted to Islam, run away, and wanted to remain for at least a year in foster care with a Muslim family, not return to a Christian family, what would you say should be done by the courts? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. This Thursday afternoon, the 3rd of September. This comes from Mark. He says, absolutely, the government should intervene. Is this any different from political asylum? The only difference is that she is not seeking asylum as a non-citizen. By the way, her father is not a U.S. citizen. There have been honor killings before right here in America. Conversion from Islam to Christianity is punishable by death. She has, in her parents' mind, dishonored her family. Mark, thank you for that comment. Andrew also says, absolutely, they should intervene. We have freedom of religion in this country, and that is a right. Islamic fatwas are illegal and are considered murder. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. You know, I'm thinking about, from a parent's perspective, the worst nightmare a parent could have, save the injury or death of their own child, is that the kid would run away. I mean, think about that. Think about the anguish any parent would go through with a child who runs away, even at 17, even when they're almost an adult, at least in their own minds. And so you got to put yourself in the shoes of the parents here, who by their testimony, not by their daughter's testimony, have not threatened her, want her to come back, are willing to allow her to practice Christianity under their roof. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines live this Thursday afternoon. When we come back, we're going to have more of your questions, your comments, your phone calls on Rivka Berry, the 17-year-old girl converted to Christianity from a Muslim family, run away and wants to remain in foster care with a Christian family until she's 18. 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at issuesetc or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Your phone calls, your email, your comments after this.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org and give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
These days, value affords me a new attitude. It lets me appreciate that I can start my day with more than a $6 cup of coffee and that I officially have permission to skip dinner out to spend time talking with my family over Casserole Inn. Concordia Publishing House offers Christian products that help me focus on what matters most. Visit any of the three Concordia bookstores downtown in Kirkwood and on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, or shop online at cph.org and find out what a new value attitude looks like in your life.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
When you hear the words new music for your congregation, do you automatically think of mindless praise music? Well, think again. Liturgy Solutions has new compositions for all seasons of the church year that are firmly grounded in the Reformation truths of Christ for us in word and sacrament. Check us out on the web at www.liturgysolutions.com. At Liturgy Solutions, we don't do worship, we're deep into liturgy. www.liturgysolutions.com.
I would say that I love her. We have no problem with whatever she believes in. We want her to come back and be comfortable as a family together.
I love her dearly. I want her to come back home.
That's Mohammed and Aisha Berry, the parents of Rivka Berry, the 17-year-old who's run away, converted to Christianity, run away from home, from her Muslim family, and wants to stay in foster care with a Christian family until she's 18. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. It's Audio Open Lines live this Thursday afternoon, September the 3rd. Let's go to Tim, who's calling from his car. Hi, Tim.
Hi. This is a kind of a tough one, but even though the girl's not 18 yet, you know, she's close enough to know what she wants. And if I'm not mistaken, the government has intervened before with children that were in movies and stuff as a kid, and their parents may have stolen their money, and they were able to divorce their parents or leave their parents. And, of course, this would be a much more serious thing if she feels like her life is in jeopardy. So I think that they should let her, being so close to 18, make that decision herself.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Steve is calling from his car. Hi, Steve.
Yes.
What's your question or comment?
I guess my comment is, as far as the situation in the United States as a republic, and we have the rule of law, and so that becomes a foundation for which we need to make decisions. And the rule of law respects families and parental rights of a minor. And so unless there is a violation of the child's health, that they should obey their parents. And I guess from a Christian standpoint, if she is truly following the Christian beliefs, the Fifth Commandment calls for honoring your mother and father. And so in some ways, she is counteracting her belief. But the key would be that she's safe, and that I think that there would be vehicles to allow her to be safe as well as return home and honor her mother and father.
Interesting, Steve. Thank you very much. Very insightful call. Another Steve calling from his car. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well.
Hey, I agree with the previous caller, Tim. I think the gating factor here, if she was 13 or 14, we would have real issues here on what to do with parental rights. But at 17, she could be an emancipated minor. At 17, she really would know better than anyone else if her life is in safety or if her life is in danger. And I think that she's already currently in with the pastors there in Florida and would have no trouble being placed in a foster home, and that she wishes to do this. I think the judge has to take that. I don't think you could just call this completely a parental rights case when the girl is 17 and old enough to make her own decision. She could drop out of school if she wanted. She could get married with some permission. In some states, she can get married without permission. So I think she should be the one where the courts listen to what she thinks is best. Scott. And that's where I stand on it.
All right, Scott, thank you very, very – I'm sorry, Steve, thank you very much. Scott is up next. Hi, Scott. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Pastor. My wife and I both agree we'd hate to be the judge sitting on this case, but I have a couple of thoughts that ran across my mind. Parents claim they want to hurt their children all the time. You know, when I see them next, I'm going to kill them. Well, you might not kill them, but, you know, this is coming from a Muslim family. It's, you know, you could take that differently. Being 18 or being in foster care would not necessarily prevent an honor killing either. If the roles were flipped, to answer the question you've been posing to listeners before, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Any devout Christian would give generously to anyone of any religion under their roof. I cannot say the same of a devout Muslim of any denomination. Would she be safer in foster care? In terms of life and limb, maybe yes, maybe no. Might the girl have peace of mind? Maybe. However, I want to say there's more going on here than a custody battle for this girl and a threat on her life. As the saying goes, I smell a rat.
What do you mean by that?
I think there may be some kind of something that makes her want to stay there that is nothing to do with her parents or the pastors that are putting her up, but there could be some other story that is not making it into the light.
Interesting. Well, we don't have any evidence for it, but thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. What do you think? Here's Rivka Berry, 17. That's almost an adult. She could sue for emancipation if she really wanted to. She wants foster care with a Christian family in Florida. Her Muslim parents in Ohio want her back. They're going to court to see if they can get her back. The difference is she claims she has converted to Christianity, and she also claims that her father's threatened to kill her in an honor killing. He says No such thing has happened. She can come home and be a Christian in their Muslim home. 1-877-623-6943. What should the courts do? They're deciding her case, or at least they're hearing her case, today in Florida. What should they do? Send her back to her Muslim family in Ohio? Let her stay in foster care? Listen to her story? Investigate further? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. This email comes from Peter in Wisconsin. While I believe the government is obliged to investigate, I believe that if this girl is Christian, she should obey the fourth commandment and go back to her parents. She should continue to follow Christ and obey God no matter what, no matter, rather than man. She should go home if there is no threat to her life. If she goes home and is killed, then God be praised that she should suffer for the name. That may sound harsh, but the fact is that we will suffer for Christ. I pray God strengthens her faith, that she may trust her Savior for the forgiveness and life, no matter how long or short her life on this earth may be. Well, that's an interesting perspective. I mean, she is, if her father's killing her for being a Christian, this is a classic example of someone being killed for being a Christian. Although Scripture never counsels us to run toward the martyr's sword. Sometimes there's no avoiding it. Andy in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. My thinking on this is that, yeah, is there a rap, as the fellow that called before said? I would want, if I were the judge, to know what her school records were when she was living at home. If she's a good student, then the likelihood is that her case is an honest one. If she was having trouble in school and therefore having trouble with her family and just running away from that, well, then maybe think differently. But we do know that there have been Muslim honor killings in this country before, and we do have the responsibility to protect life and limb, I think, above all. So I would tend to side with the idea that she might remain in foster care.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. I mentioned before I was thinking about this as a parent. You also think about it as a citizen. What kind of protections can we extend to young people? I think age does have something to do with it. I mean, if she were 11 years old, it would be a different story. And yet, to discount the real possibility of an honor killing here. Remember, this is something that the family is honor-bound to do if they've been disgraced. No greater disgrace, at least according to devout Muslim belief, no greater disgrace could a child bring upon their family and their parents than to reject Islam. It is punishable with death. Bill is listening in Overland, Missouri. Hi, Bill.
Yes. It seems to me like I remember a Muslim is perfectly willing to lie and say whatever he says to deceive people who aren't Muslim. And I remember, I think, in St. Louis that a family stabbed their daughter to death for dating a non-Muslim young man. So I think they could be lying to us, and especially the mother. It's really despicable that they could be doing this, but I doubt their sincerity.
Thank you very much. I mean, we have talked about this on the program before, that there is a doctrine in Islam that when dealing with non-Muslims, they do not feel bound to be completely honest. I don't know if it extends to, say, denying that one is intending to carry out an honor killing. I don't know if it's in trivial matters or whether or not it would extend to something like this that in any society would be considered murder, except those Muslim societies. See, this isn't considered murder under Sharia law. It's considered what a good Muslim ought to do. What do you see here? You see an amazing contrast between Christianity and Islam. You see a girl who knows, or at least believes, that she is being threatened because she is a Christian by her own family. And you see a family, a Muslim family, that they may not have made this threat. We don't know. But it has forced the rest of us to look at Islam and say, but Muslims do this. Devout Muslims who consider themselves bound
to kill those in their family who have dishonored them by abandoning Islam. A stark contrast between these two religions. What the state will decide to do is the state's business now. We pray for her safety. And if she can return to her parents, her God-given parents, though they be Muslim, in safety, then we pray that she's able to do that. But we see the contrast between these two religions. No one could look at this and say, well, look, Christianity, Islam, just two different brands of the same kind of monotheism. No, they're really not. Even in things like this, they are very different. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Moses with Dr. Nathan Jastrom. Then we'll talk with Dr. Arthur Jest about Zacharias and Elizabeth. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.